This is Ian Newsom-Plessard in association with Ben's Collectors Records and Guildford Dragon News. I'm here with manager Carl Taylor after Guildford City lost at home 2-1 to Epsom and Yule. Devastating loss. We really battled, especially when we got back to 1-1, but it is just the way it is, and unfortunately we are going to be in the bottom two. So disappointing, but we put so much in, especially these last couple of months, and the effort's been really there, and it's just a shame how it's worked out.
What will be, and it was always going to be that way. Obviously we're scoring a winner as they were getting their penalty, so ultimately it wasn't going to make a lot of difference going forward. We always knew that. Obviously, it would have been nice to sort of try and finish off with a win. Wasn't to be, but we've had that for months. If it's going to be, to put in the effort they've put in and get themselves in the situation. First game we've lost in ages. It's just, but it was, you know, ultimately, obviously, he's devastated. You see how the captain got himself sent off. It meant that much to him. I'm just more angry at one of their players having something to say to him and about him, because make no mistake, my skipper's going to go high in the game, and that player, this is his level, and he'll never play higher.
Outstanding performance from Kai from the last few months, but the squad's really stepped up as well, and it's just a shame with this result today and what's happened, but the real battling qualities have been absolutely outstanding, and to be able to take it to our last game, to know that we had a chance of surviving to the last game, considering where we were, has been an absolutely... It's been wonderful.
Well, relegation isn't about to do today. Today we've lost the game, and ultimately people can look at that as the reason we're going down. We're going down over the season, and we were virtually relegated in November. So to get it to the last game, which is what we did, no one thought we would do that. Obviously, the way we've been playing and things that have been positive is fine, but obviously before the game, you have certain people pull out. All of a sudden, we get someone taken off us who was doing really well for us. Obviously, going up to step two, that's good for him. Just little things like that, a few injuries that suddenly came out of the blue, and we had to reshape. But listen, we tried our best. That's all I can ask of them. And good luck to all the other teams. That's what it's about. You know, I'm proud of my players. Love my players. They've been brilliant. They've revitalised me when things look really bad. So, you know, we just get on. Life is what it is. And, you know, obviously for all the supporters, you know, thanks for all your support. I know it's really hard for you guys as well. But Guildford will be fine. We've had a lot to deal with this season, me and the players, a lot. And to keep going and to be positive and to get to where we've got to, you know, I can only, you know, just say, you know, my love for my players is just even bigger after today.
I just want to say personally, thanks very much for making yourself available for all the interviews this season. It has been really appreciated, and thanks for all your honest opinions. They've been fantastic.
Yeah, that's right, Ian. You know, I've done it for you guys. I wanted to try as best I could to give you something to cheer about. I think I've done that, but obviously in the end, you hope a few things will go for you if you're going to stay up. And it's not, you know, it's not quite happened yet, but obviously it may well happen. So, you know, we'll just keep going. That's all we can do.
Thanks so much for your thoughts.
Thanks a lot. Thank you.